or that we're married?
My name's Jill Wolf. I am 37 years old, and I am here in Millennium Park in Chicago with my uncle Stephen.
I'm Stephen Wolf, and I'm in Millennium Park with my favorite niece, Jill. And I'm 70 years old, goddammit.
70 years old. Unc, welcome to my city, your home city.
Yes.
It's always lovely spending time with you.
Well, thank you, dear.
You know what I do, and let me ask you, do you know what I do for work?
Tell me again.
No, you tell me.
Well, when you're 70, you forget all this stuff.
I just told you at lunch, Unc.
Well, to see how long, well, but I also have a short-term memory loss, because...
Why?
Indulgence.
So, Unc, I'm a social worker, and I work in public health in the issue of hepatitis C. And my really poor analogy is I say that I swim in the Hep C.
Kind of
gross. I know. Well, help me out here. You know, we can help me figure one out as the poet
Happy
that you are.
Interview.
Okay. And so you know that I work in the issue of Hep C. And
yes.
So what is it, when I bring up Hep C, what comes to mind for you?
Oh, God, the last 6 months of my life.
Tell me about them.
Probably the last 35 years of my life. I didn't know about it until the last 6 months. I was diagnosed with lymphoma. We did a bunch of tests. Lo and behold, in my liver, probably since the 60s, is Hep C.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
It surprised you, huh?
Certainly did.
What did you learn?
How lucky I was that there's good medicine for it. Learned that quickly because the doctor who was caring for me cared for somebody I knew who died before this nice medicine came along.
Wow. What was it like for you to get the medicine? Was it hard, easy?
None to it. What do you mean get it?
Like to get the actual medication that cured you in your hand.
The doctor ordered it, and it's not easy to get. I mean, they had to go through a process, and it had to be a certain strength, and I forget, but there was a complication because they wanted the strongest or something like that.
They wanted you to take it probably for as many weeks as you took it for as well.
It seems like I took it for 3 months, every day. A big pill to choke a horse.
And do you know what that pill did for you?
It got rid of the Hep C, as far as I know.
Yeah. And do you know the shape of your liver now?
It's in good shape.
What does that mean?
It can run 5 miles a day in the morning. It stretches. All I know is I'm free of any disease for now. You never know with this shit.
That's true. So did they bring up cirrhosis to you at all?
No, I had jaundice when I was hospitalized.
And when you were hospitalized, wasn't that for liver cancer?
It was for lymphoma, and I had a tumor in the liver because of lymphoma. When they analyzed the liver, that's when they found
Hep C.
What gives you something to do with your day.
So, yeah, lots
of
things. You know, I said this to you at lunch, but you live in New York, which is the only state in our country that literally has a law that says that people like your age, baby boomers, we call you, should be tested.
Well, I've been living in New York 40 years, and I've been going to a doctor regularly, never did he test for liver for Hep C. Why?
That's surprising.
Yeah, I'm surprised now.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it probably any more than he did until then, even though I'm a baby boomer. And I guess many of us have it. I do not know how I got it. I did not share needles. Always had my own. No, I didn't do any of that stuff.
You can be as frank as you want to be here, because you were frank at the lunch table.
Yeah, I'm straight, so I never had a homosexual relationship, because I heard you can be transferred like that, like AIDS, never had that. I never used a condom. That may be. I didn't do much cocaine. This wasn't my drug. I always felt that there was something wrong. I always felt that I left the iron on at home or something when I was on that stuff. Not that I didn't stop doing it, but I never liked it much. So it could have been that. I don't know. I don't know what it was, and my doctor doesn't know either.
Right. And it doesn't necessarily matter how you got it. It's that you had it for as long as you did, and it beat the hell out of your liver.
I guess so.
And you know, there's a lot of Uncle Stevens walking around. What do you got to say about that? What do you think about
well,
that?
Well, of course, my immediate idea is to get tested as soon as possible, and good luck.
Right. Yeah, and can you tell me a little bit about what, if anything, has changed since the 6 months or so ago that you were diagnosed with all of this liver stuff? What's changed in your life?
The possibility of mortality being that much closer. A certain gratefulness for the medicine that cured me, both for lymphoma and for hepatitis. It's extraordinary that we have these things that prolong people's lives.
Yeah. And you said it, you know, your doctor had treated someone just not that far before you that didn't have access to those
medications.
It was my
father-in-law.
Wow.
Who was a famous painter. And I had met his doctor years before at parties and brisses and stuff. And then suddenly when I'm in the hospital, who walks in but Dr. Tobias, who I remember from those days.
Wow. And your former father-in-law also passed away,
yes.
You said, from liver disease?
Yes.
Wow.
But according to Dr. Tobias, he resisted the treatment, which back then was much more rigorous.
Yeah, I mean, treatment, literally, like you took a pill once a day,
that's
what felt like forever. It was a horse, you know, but what it used to be was injections of this cancer drug interferon.
I heard about this.
Oftentimes it didn't work, and
yeah.
I'm so grateful that, well, I'm not so grateful that you had Hep C, but I'm grateful that you got diagnosed when you did.
That was the first thing you asked me, and gratefulness that there was drugs to save my life. I've been through rigorous medical procedures, and I heard that the one for the former one for Hep C was
rough.
Yeah, which is partly why this man I knew didn't want to go through it.
Right. Yeah.
Thinking that he could find some other way, but there was no other way.
Yeah. And so what, in terms of, you talk about like mortality, what's changed in your life? Is there anything you do different now?
I was never, I think I've been drunk twice in my life. Not that I don't drink steadily, but hardly ever to excess. And then only because I was, you know, young and dumb or something like that. So I don't know if it was caused by that. I drink a little less because the doctor told me to. As far as using condoms, I still don't. But now I have my own needles.
That's good that you have your own needles.
Yeah,
you got to protect your wiener, Uncle. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going around that, you know, you don't.
Well, it's very likely that that's how I got it, right?
Maybe it's possible.
So.
You know, it's not probable, but it certainly is a possibility.
No, I got to find out how to use those things. There's a great line in Rocky II. Remember when Gazzo comes up to him and says, "You got all this money now, and you want to invest in condominiums," and Rocky says, "I never use them."
Any other jokes you want to give to us?
No,
come on.
That's it. Get yourself tested and you know, follow the rules. I mean, don't, you know, everyone knows this stuff. Don't share needles and you know, use condoms. I'm telling you, use condoms after I just said I don't.
Or condominiums, for that matter.
Yeah. Use condominiums.
Those would hurt.
Or co-ops, I guess.
I love you, Unc, and I'm really glad that you got cured. And,
yeah, me too.
I might tap on you sometime soon to
anytime.
Tell your story. Thanks for being here.
Sure.